here. And so today we're going to talk about building a better business, because once I retired from my corporate job, my corporate job, which was me owning salons, I knew that I needed to do something. I didn't want to just sit around and watch soap operas all day. So I decided to start my own teaching and coaching business, because for all those years in the salon industry, everybody came to me for advice. So they all kept saying, you need to turn this into a business. You need to turn this into a business. So that's what I did. And so I want to go around and find out physically where you guys are located. I know already where Constance is. But I want to find out what kind of a business is it? Because the course is called Build a Better Business. And what kind of a business is it that you want to start, or what is it that you're doing for a business right now? So Constance, how about you? Tell us again where you're from and what it is that you hope to gain from this today. And what is it you'd like to do with building a better business? And Constance, you're on mute, so you'll have to unmute there.
Okay. Columbus, Ohio, and I have started a small kind of business on Faithfully Craft Co. And it's also on Zazzle too. So it's kind of using two different.
Okay.
Basically, I'm selling drawings, paintings, digital downloads, and then handcrafted items.
Okay. So you're selling actual products.
Yeah. And then on Zazzle, I'm able to put my own designs on like thousands of different products, and it gets mailed. So those are my two major things.
Okay. Okay. Good. 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 Daniel, how about you? You're on mute. Unmute and tell us, where are you physically located, and what type of business is it that you would like to have, or do you have?
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Yes, my name is Daniel too. I'm currently residing in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am. I work for various jobs, and then right now I currently working for a nail salon as well as a DoorDash, I think rideshare they call. Yes.
Okay. And so you're working at a salon currently, and you're also doing DoorDash. Now, are you actually an independent contractor in both of those situations where you're self-employed, or do you actually work for someone?
Yes, ma'am. I'm both self-employed.
Okay. So you're self-employed. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And Shanti, how about you? And you're on mute. So unmute first.
Okay. Hi. So I am located in Dallas, Texas, and I have no business right now. I'm okay. Interested in seeing how do I get a business started into pretty much maybe like affiliate marketing and doing my own digital products. So I want to go that route.
Okay. I get it. Now, my overarching umbrella for all of my businesses is called Freestyle Living, because I want to be able to work from anywhere in the world. And so if you have something online, you can do that. If you're working like Daniel, where you're in a salon or you're doing DoorDash, you have to be at a geographic location of some sort to do that. And so sometimes you might decide, if you want to relocate it, but you don't want to lose your income, you sometimes decide, maybe I can't do that. I have to stay here because this is where my income is. Daniel, you have your hand up. Do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. So basically, based on your statement, is I have been on the business before. Look, like I work for a sale and most of a salesman, and I work for all kind of products. And then now that I also have a LinkedIn account, and I have the website that created from the Wix website.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So can I send that link to you so you can help me look like about advertising for and as well as like in, interesting look like for the
what is your main what is your main product on your website? What's your main product?
Yes, ma'am. My products about for clothing as well as like all the cosmetic and then also with a lot of for more about like the clothes and the jewelry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's like Constance. It's actual products that you want to sell.
Yes, ma'am. Look like online. I'm a third party. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So that gives me an idea of what everybody is doing here. So that helps me quite a bit. So bear with me here just a moment. Okay, so we are going to get started. Oh, Daniel, I lost you. Where did you go?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you just bear with me?
I don't see you.
One second. I'm right back right here.
There you go. Okay. Okay. We lost you there for a moment. Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, I'm going to share a little bit about when I started my website. I really didn't know what I was doing. I just kind of put it up there. I kind of looked at what other folks were doing and I kind of did the same thing. And so once I started getting some coaching myself from a business coach and realized that my homepage could actually function like a funnel. And we've all heard about sales funnels. And so when you want to actually create your sales funnel, you can do it right on your homepage of your website. And then when you are marketing and advertising, you can do some landing pages, but you want to send them right back to your website because that's where all of the information is about you and what it is that you're selling. And so the first thing that you have to decide when you're creating a better business, and we've been through several of these because we take a month, you know, each month we go over a topic. But the first thing is your value proposition statement, your VPS, and you'll need to determine who it is that you're serving, who is your audience. And so think about who your audience is, who is the folks that are going to either buy your products or your services. And so I'm kind of more service oriented, and Shanti, I think, is more service oriented, but Constance and Daniel, you're more product oriented. So think about who your audience is. And once you have that visual, and you've probably heard this in other maybe seminars or other business meetups called your avatar. Have you heard that term before, your avatar? Your avatar is where you take the definition of your client, your perfect customer. And I'll give you an example. In the salon business, my specialty was acrylic nails, which Daniel will probably relate to that if he's working in a salon. Acrylic nails was my bread and butter because the gals that, and how, Constance and Shanti, do you wear acrylic nails? Either of you have acrylic nails on? No? Yes? No? No. I used to. I don't now, but I did. But the gals that wear acrylic nails, they have to come back every 2 to 3 weeks or those nails will start to come off and they have to come back and get a balance. And so that becomes your bread and butter. And so as you're making your list of how to make your homepage of your website flow, you want to decide, the first thing you want to decide is what is your bread and butter? What is that one item that is where most of your income is coming from? Think about where that is coming from. And once you determine what that service or product is, we're going to work backwards. That becomes your third base. That's your bread and butter. And you never want to, we've got somebody else coming in here. Let them come in. You never want to discount your bread and butter because that's your major income. Okay. And so from there, now you want to back up and say, what could I give away, if you will?
If you will.
Got a little bit of feedback. We're going to mute. There you go. So you have to back up and say, what could I give away that would have people, in my case, coming into the salon so that ultimately, eventually, hopefully, maybe I could get them to try acrylic nails. And so maybe I could give away a free polish change. So think about in your business, what could you give away for free to get them to visit your site? What could you advertise, say, out across social media, or if you were a podcast guest that you could give away to everyone in the audience? For some of us that are selling digital products, it could be a free ebook. It could be a downloadable PDF of some sort. But if you're selling a tangible product, what is it that you could give away that would entice them to click. You want them to come over to your website to see what it is that you have to offer. And that's going to be your first base. See, that's going to be your free offer. And then once they're there, what might you entice them to buy that's kind of a mid-range price that you could maybe sometimes discount to get interest? You could put some scarcity around it, like we're only going to advertise this for 10 days. So you got to get it in the next 10 days or it's going to go away, you know, give it some scarcity. So folks are like, oh yeah, let me click on that before it goes away. And see, what you're doing is you're bringing them right down that sales funnel. They have a free thing that they come over for. Then they see something that's not real expensive. So they don't feel they're at risk to spend the money. And they're like, okay, sure, I'll get that. And then bring them into your third base, which is the product, of course, that is your bread and butter. That's where you want everyone to land. And so that's the one that you don't want to discount because that's your bread and butter. And then from there, you have a home run after that. And your home run might be just a special that you run every so often. And it's a big ticket item. And if folks buy it, that's great. But that's not your bread and butter. It's what makes you want to go out and celebrate, you know. It might make you say, and again, I use the salon as an example. A full set was kind of my grand finale. If somebody came in and wanted to get a full set, I was like, yay, because I knew that I had a 50-50 chance that they might come back for balances, which was my bread and butter, or they might not. Maybe they just got a full set on for a wedding and they're going to take them off afterwards. Or maybe they got a full set on for graduation and they're going to take them off afterwards. But if they come in for a balance, see, then that becomes my bread and butter. So I never discounted the balances, but I might discount a full set, see, to try to get them to come in the door. So you see how that works. And I'm going to share my screen and I'm just going to show you my website. And again, I'm selling actual digital products. I'm not selling actual products like something tangible, but I'm selling digital products. So you'll kind of see how this looks. So at the very top of my website, I have my VPS, my value proposition statement. What is it that I'm going to do and for whom? And see, I had to have my client already in mind before I wrote this. So I am teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. So that is actually my VPS, my value proposition. That's the value that I'm bringing to my audience. And then I actually have a graphic that, and for those that are just listening to this later and you don't see the screen because we do have this on a podcast channel as well. I have a graphic. I made it in Canva. If any of you have not tried or used Canva, make a note of Canva, C-A-N-V-A. It's a great place. They've got a free version and you can make all kinds of graphics. So this graphic says your freestyle living strategies. They get a free call. Now you see how I'm going to take them around the bases. They get a free call or a free meetup. You guys today are in the free meetup. And then they are offered a course or a mastermind. Now this is my bread and butter. See, this is my first base, second base. This is my third base. See, these two free things are my first base. This is my second base. This is my third base, which is the masterminds. That's where my bread and butter is. But then they can either sign up for one-on-one coaching or one of my trips. And so that's my home run. Those I could discount. The free stuff is free. The courses I could discount. Never discount your bread and butter. Once they come around to all the bases and come in for a home run, they are part of the Freestyle Living Tribe. Okay, you see how that works? And so think about what products and services that you can put in your funnel. Now, as you go down the page, see, now my funnel just comes right down the page. Here's where I have all my free meetups, then the course, then the mastermind. And I have 8 different lanes. And I tell them that right up front. Free meetups, courses, masterminds. Make your website super, super simple so they know exactly what they're going to get. So I tell them already there's going to be 8 online programs. So now as they come down, all the free stuff is right here on the left-hand side. And then the courses are all in the middle. And here's where we are today, right here at Build a Better Business with the free meetups. And then all the masterminds, which includes the course, is over here. Okay. And again, this is my bread and butter. So I could, the free stuff, of course, is free. The courses I could discount. The mastermind, it's always the same price because that's my bread and butter. So now I come all the way down through the 8 different courses. And so then you go, well, where's the home runs? Well, here it is. Here's a one-on-one coaching session. And there is the tribe trip. So you see how my website flows down the page just the way it did around the graphic. And then once I get through all of that, I switch to marketing. See, the very top half of my website is all about the funnel, bringing them through the first base, second base, third base, home run. It's right through the funnel. Then it goes into marketing. So now I tell them a little bit about me. I give them a free ebook to give them a little bit more about me. Here's another book that's getting ready to launch on September 6th. We've got a speaker's cabinet. If anybody wants to be a speaker in our cabinet, here is the calendar. Here's where we are, Build a Better Business. See, it's all about marketing. It's all about pointing back to those products and services. I have a podcast, Freestyle Living, points back to all the products and services. And then there is a blog that points back to all of those products and services. Then I show a little bit more about me, where I give back. So I've got the whole giving story on how I give back. And then it goes into testimonials of my clients. And then finally, after the testimonials, it goes into certifications. And so then it just kind of validates that, okay, Kathy does have the certifications to do what she's doing. Okay. So that just gives you an idea of what the website looks like. So now I'm coming back to the top, and your website does not have to look like mine at all. All I'm saying is when you start to create your website, make sure that you have that free offer. And so here, see, they can schedule a free strategy session. And I give them that option all the way down. And see, that's my complimentary strategy call, is one of my first base things. And so I have that easy for them to get to, no matter where they are on that homepage. I keep offering that free strategy call. See, after each course, I offer that free strategy call. And then, of course, the free meetups, the courses, the masterminds, the coaching, the trips. So you get the idea. So once you start to put your business together, you'll start to decide what categories are going to be the free stuff, what you can give away for free, what your next price point is. Then your third price point should be your bread and butter. I can't say that, bread and butter. And then finally, your home run is what gets you excited when you finally make a home run or sell a home run. So if somebody signs up for coaching, I'm like, whoop, let's go to dinner. I got another coaching client, you know. Or if somebody signs up for one of my trips, I'm like, whoop, let's have fun. I got somebody else on the tribe trip. But that's not where I make most of my money. So the other thing that I want to talk about, and for your bread and butter, is this mastermind. Now, it doesn't have to be a mastermind, a masterclass, or whatever. It should be a membership site. So think about how you can create a membership site around your products and services. Even if you're selling physical products, think about how you can create a membership site that your members pay a monthly fee to belong to, like going to the fitness center. You know, you pay a monthly fee. Even look at that, at the tanning salons, where, you know, for a monthly fee, you can tan so many times a month. Some salons have gone to that very successfully, because what happens is you get this volume of folks that join that membership. And I don't know how many of you, and I'm going to stop sharing so I can see everybody. How many of you possibly have a membership to an actual fitness center and you never get there? Yes. Anybody? Yeah. You keep thinking, I'm going to go. So I'm not going to cancel that yet. I'm going to go. I really am. And so you don't cancel. Well, guess what? That fitness center has 100 people or 200 or 500 that are doing that. And that's their income. And so now I want to show you something. And you guys, this, when I saw this, this was kind of surprised me. And I've got my calculator here on my phone. So let's just say hypothetically that you would like to generate $3,000 a month, passive, no work. Would that be fun to generate $3,000 a month? Okay, let's take $3,000 and let's divide $3,000 by a $25 a month membership fee. You need 120 members to have $3,000 a month after month after month after month, 120. Now divide that, of course, by 12. Now the math gets easy. You have to put on 10 members a month for a year. So if I said to you, if you hang in here and you market your membership site and you get 10 members a month for the next year, and I tell you that I'm going to keep increasing your income, but after a year, you will have $3,000 a month coming in. Would that sound like a good plan? So think about how you can create a membership site around what you're doing. And if you say, well, no one else in my space is doing that, then think about how you can create that. So even if you're selling jewelry, maybe everybody in the membership site gets so many free pieces of jewelry every month for their membership fee. Because if you're selling jewelry, you know that your cost is way down here compared to what you're going to try to resell it for. And so think about what you could give away in a membership site. We've seen online, I see on Facebook all the time that clothing, it's a clothing company, Stitch Fix or something like that. And you just pay a flat monthly fee and they send you a box of clothes every month. You just describe what style you like and they just send you the clothes every month. And then if you don't like it, you can return it, but it's just a flat monthly fee. So think about how you can create a membership site because that's going to give you the passive income that you need. And from there, see, then you can grow your business however you like. But that becomes your third base offer. That becomes your bread and butter. That's what feeds the family. That's what pays the bills, is that membership site. Is that helpful for everyone? Yeah, giving you some ideas. So let's go around and think a minute about how you could create a membership site. And while you're thinking on that, I'm going to share my screen again. And here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to find the Build a Better Business, which is here's where we are today. Here's the free meetup, which is what you guys are in today. That's part of my first base. Remember, the free stuff is the first base. Second base is the course. I've got it here for a limited time at $197. So I give you an idea. There's a little bit of scarcity there because it says limited time. And then this is the mastermind. So if we click on the mastermind, and I kind of want to show you what this looks like. And this includes the course, by the way. So when you click and it says, this is a paid mastermind group. See, and here it is, enroll. It's just $25 a month. And it talks about the mastermind group. And it goes down the mastermind group and it shows that 2022, here is all of the conversations that we've had in the mastermind. And they're all the replays are there. So folks are like, okay, not only do I get to participate in the masterminds, I get unlimited access to all of the replays, not only from 2022, but I get all of the replays. See, I click down here from 2021 and I get all of the replays from 2020. See, so we've been doing this for a while. And then I even get all the resources that Kathy talked about. So they get all of that in the mastermind. So you see where I'm just scrolling back to the top where I'm bringing value in that membership site. Now I want to go back over to my website. And if they say, well, now the course comes with that, what do I get in the course? When you come down in the course, see, I can show you here that it is adding more heart to your business, creating and wordsmith your value proposition statement. Remember that promise that you're going to make to your clients. Your storytelling is your marketing, then serving is selling, and then a step-by-step guide to build a better business, your website, to BBB your website. And then we get launch right in, how to create your opt-in free offer, your first base, your second base, your third base, your home run, and then how to put all of that together with social media so you can advertise that. And then we talk about the basics of blogging. That's a great way to advertise. I know Shanti said she was wanting to do some affiliate links. Blogging is a perfect way to embed your affiliate links right into your blog, which then sends folks right back to your website. I'll show you that. And then podcasting, you can advertise all day long, but if you get on a podcast, what you've done is you've borrowed someone else's audience. You might have a podcaster that wants you to be the guest to where they just interview you. And when we get into podcasting, we also talk about putting together your social media kit. And it's 10 questions that people can ask you that brings them right back to your website. Because remember, you're going to build your website like a sales funnel. So you're going to dump them right back over to your website, and they're going to see your free stuff. And they're going to go, oh yeah, I'm going to click on that. I want free. And then, oh yeah, this looks pretty good and it's not too expensive. And then you're going to bring them right in and make them a raving fan. And so that's why we talk about in the whole podcasting section, we talk about the media kit and how to put together a media kit so that you're not nervous when somebody interviews you on a podcast. And then public speaking, you can get in front of a ton of people these last two ways. You can advertise across social media all day long, but you don't have a specific audience. You're just kind of out there at large, unless you're buying ads. But here's where for free, you can either speak at a local event or a national event, or you can be a guest on a podcast, or you can start your own podcast and interview other folks. There's all kinds of ways that you can get your advertising out there that doesn't cost anything. These are virtually free ways to advertise, and blogging is a free way to advertise. So this just shows you everything that's in the course, and that's included in the membership site. So think about what you can include in your membership site that just brings tons of value over to your customers when they're coming down your homepage of your website. Where can you add tons of value for them so that they become a raving fan? So anyway, I just kind of wanted to show you what that looked like. Once I scroll past this, I just want to show you a couple of more things. These are the tribe trips. I've got a whole, I put the latest two right here on the front page, but I also have a tribe trip page on my website that gives more detail, like the who, what, when, where, and how of the trip. But this gives you a little tickler on the dates and times of the trips. But then I wanted to go down, and this is the ebook. And again, this is just a PDF. I just created a PDF over in Google Docs. And if they click, yes, I want the free ebook, it just sends them the link to the PDF in Google Docs. That's all it is. You know, the ebook is just right there. It's just a little, I don't know, 30-page booklet. But what it does is it helps them get to know, like, and trust you. They get to hear your voice, okay? And so then I want to actually show you, here's the podcast. And all I did is I created this link, Episodes to Get You Started. If I click on that, it links you right over to Audio Boom. I'm using Audio Boom. And Audio Boom is like $9 for the platform. And so you can just put all of your podcast sessions right there on Audio Boom. Here's the joy of Audio Boom. Audio Boom, once you put your episode there, Audio Boom shares it with Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So you're on, and it gives you the RSS feed as well. So you're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then Audio Boom is 8. So you're on 8 channels by just posting on Audio Boom. So look at how widespread your audience can be. Does that make sense? And so then I want to show you the blog and articles to help you get started. It takes you right out to the blog. And this is my Freestyle Living blog. And so this is, Shanti, this is where you'll want to pay attention. And I think we did this actually in the blogging one, is when you click on any blog article, it'll take a moment to load here. Once the article is opened up, you can see where I have affiliate links right in the blog. See, so this is where I'm sending folks back to my affiliate links. See, this is how I'm monetizing the blog. And at the bottom, I'm sending them, if you click on the learn more, it takes them right back to my website, which is my funnel. Calendar of events takes them right back to that calendar of events on my homepage so that they can join. Remember the funnel, picture a funnel. The free stuff gets people interested and then they go further down the funnel and say, okay, maybe I am going to buy this. Okay, maybe I am going to sign up for that. And finally, okay, I'm going to be in the mastermind group because I want to get more information faster. Or maybe I'm going to, you know, get the in one-on-one coaching. And with you, if you're selling products, it's the same way. You know, I'm going to join this membership site because I want to get free jewelry every month, or I want to get clothes every month, or whatever your products are. Think about how you can create a membership site around your products. So when you blog about it, see, you're going to link right back to those products and services. That's how you're monetizing. The whole thing becomes a complete circle because you're creating all your products and services. You're putting them on your website as your sales page. Then you're going to go talk about it. You're going to post about it on social media. You're going to talk about it in your blog. You're going to talk about it on your podcast. You're going to talk about it when you do public speaking. Does that make sense? And so then it comes right back again to your homepage. So if somebody goes there to visit and they're still not sure, because again, they're like, you know, I don't know Daniel, or I don't know Constance, or, you know, I don't know Kathy. They can then say, well, let me read a few more of the blogs. Let me watch a few more of the podcasts. Let me, you know, get this ebook. And so every time they connect with you, they're hearing your voice, whether it's your physical voice, like me talking in a podcast, or whether it's your written voice, because they're reading the articles that you wrote. But they're getting a sense of who you are and what you're about. And they're going to know whether they like you and trust you. And once they know, like, and trust you, they will then start spending their money with you. Does that make sense? So again, I just kind of wanted to show you how all of it works. Once you get past a certain point, it all turns into marketing. I give back a ton. And again, learn more about B1G1. This is where every time somebody joins one of my mastermind groups, I give to education in some other country or some other state, or just folks that are in need. I give away tons of education, and I donate to entrepreneurs that are starting businesses. And I do that around the world. And again, that tells folks a little bit about who I am and what it is that I stand for. And so again, by putting that on my homepage, it helps folks know that they can know, like, and trust me. Does that make sense? Because they're getting an overall feeling of who I am. And then of course I have the testimonials from my clients. And of course, you're not going to put a bad one on there, of course. You're going to put all the good stuff on there. And then at the bottom is all about, you know, your certifications. Put those toward the bottom. I see so many folks put their certifications at the top, and I'm just scrolling right back up my website. I see folks put a lot of their certifications at the top, and it makes your customer say, well, good for you, good for her. I'm glad she's smart, you know. I could never do that, but good for her. So you don't want to start off with that. You want to make your website all about your customer. What is in it for them? As soon as they click on your website, the question they're asking is, what's in this for me? What am I going to get from Daniel's website? What's in it for me when I connect with Shandy? What's in it for me when I buy from Constance? What's in it for me? And so you want to tell them right in your VPS what's in it for them. See, I'm teaching you. See, I turn it right around. I make the verbiage. I'm teaching you. I don't say, I am a passive income coach and I have all these certifications and you should buy my programs. People are going to say, oh, well, good for her, because they don't really see what's in it for them. So turn your wording around to make it what's in it for them. Teaching you, see, I'm talking to my audience. I'm teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you on how to get there faster. Design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. See, I turn my words around on how I can help my audience. And so then, see, they go, well, how does she do that? Make it simple. Right here's my steps. Right here's the graphic on how I do that. And so if you're selling products, it's not the product that they want to buy. If you're selling jewelry, it's how the jewelry is going to make them feel. When you buy clothes, it's how you want to look. It's how you want to feel. When you buy jewelry, it's how you want to feel. It's how you want to look. It's not just buy my jewelry. And so when you present all of that on a website, you have to make it all about your customer and what it's going to do for them. So always have happy, smiling customers. You want your picture at the very top of your website. You want your picture to show what your customers are going to look like after they buy from you. You want to show your customer. I see so many websites where the guru is there with their arms. You see the real estate, you know, with the arms crossed, you know, like buy for me. I'm a great realtor. List your house with me. No, show me the happy homeowners that just bought with you. That's what would make me want to connect with that realtor. Not the picture of the realtor with their arms crossed with all of their credentials right there. That doesn't make me want to list with that realtor. I want to see some success. I want to see their happy customers that just bought their first home through that realtor. Now, the realtor can also be in the picture. This is me. I'm in the picture. This is my mark over here. And of course, these are our crazy friends. And we just did this goofy picture. But everybody says, Kathy, that's perfect because it's everybody having a freestyle life. It's everybody just having fun and not worrying about money, not worrying about income. And so that's why I picked that picture. So anyway, that gives you an idea. So share with me your thoughts so far and questions, and how can I help you get across the finish line a little better? So Constance, what are your thoughts so far? Go ahead and unmic, and how might you incorporate this into the business that you want to do?
Okay, so like right now I have a blog. I don't have like, so obviously the website would be through Etsy and then also through Zazzle. I like the idea of like a membership thing. Like I never thought of that. So I'm still trying to figure out like how I would do that kind of, I guess.
Now, are you talking about technically how you would do it or what it would look like to your client? If you're talking about technically how you would do that, you could go to a third platform like a Wix or a Weebly or any easy plug and play website builder. And when you create your website, all you have to do is when you talk about one of your products that you have over on one of those other web, all you have to do is put that link under the button. And when they click, it takes them right to that other website. So again, I'm going to show you this. When I scroll down, to all of these on my website and I click, it's going from the kathybinner.com website, which by the way, I'm on VistaPrint of all things. How dorky is that? Because when I had my salon, I just needed to have a place to put all the stylists and nail techs that were in my salon. And so, you know, Vista always advertises, get business cards and get, you know, rack cards and get everything all the same. And so I just picked a graphic they already had and I created my little website and my business card and my counter card for my prices. And there I was done. Well, because I was familiar with Vista, when I started this business, I thought, well, I'm just going to throw up a website on Vista because I know it. But there are so many other websites out there like Wix and Weebly. But this one I realized on Vista, and here's my backstory. They didn't have a good blog plugin. They didn't have a podcast. They didn't have a place for a store like you want to have a store. And so what I did is I then, when you click on this, it's going to take you right to it. It's reloading. This is now on Teachable. This is not a page on my Vista website. When I click that button, it takes my readers out to a whole different website. Teachable is a whole different platform. So what I'm saying is that you could have a Wix or a Weebly or a HostGator or whatever place where you want to build a little website where you could start building your funnel and have your membership site and all of that, but then have your products out on the sites that you're already using. Does that make sense? And just link it out. So that's physically how you do that. And so when I go back again to my Vista site and I scroll down all the way to my blog, well, and even the podcast, but the blog is another site. The podcast is a different kind of platform, but you get it. But when I scroll all the way down to my blog, and when you click on the blog here on articles to help you get started, when you click on that, it opens up freestyleliving.net. It's a whole different domain name because this is on HostGator, because HostGator had the best blogging site once I did my research. So I put my blogs on HostGator. Now, here's what I did do. You see this red, and then you see this red here, right here on this website. What I did, I'm going to scroll back to the top because there's more red. What I did is in Vista, I opened up my home page and found the color code. You know how the color's got a little code. I just cut and pasted it. And when I came over here, I changed it so that it looks like when you switch from this website over to my HostGator website, it looks like you just went to another page. I matched the color, so it looks like you went to another page. Does that make sense? So yeah. my point is that you can build all of this on an actual little website builder. I'm not a WordPress girl. All of these little plug and play websites are all based on WordPress. So there's like Wix, there's HostGator, there's Weebly, there's all kinds. And most of those, you also get your domain name along with it. I mean, you know, they tie it all together. They host it and your website builder and your hosting is all together in one price. Now, under my website, I do have an affiliate page. I know Shanti was interested in affiliates. I do have an affiliate page, and in HostGator, you get a super discount if you go with HostGator underneath of my website, my resource page. And again, that's right here. For anything you're looking for, go to resources under my menu right there. I just went to resources. It's loading. And when you scroll down on all of my resources, are you guys seeing my page or did I stop sharing? I think I stopped sharing. I don't think you see that. Okay. Here we go. So when you scroll down on my resource page and you get to the bottom of my resource page, here is all of my, and Shanti, this is my affiliate links. It's a resource page right on my website. And right here's my HostGator. So you get web hosting and you get the domain for $2.75 a month, $2.75 a month. So, and it's a drag and drop page builder. So you could build your website right there because it's just drag and drop. Unless you're a WordPress, if you're a WordPress and you know how to do a WordPress site and you know how to buy the plugins or pick the plugins and make it happen, you can do that. But the HostGator and Weebly, Wix, there's a whole bunch of them out there. You can just Google what is the plug and play websites and a whole list will come up and just choose the one that's best for you. And once you do that, when it's plug and play, you can just click and put in your words and click in your picture and publish and you're ready to go. So it's pretty easy. So that you know, unless you want to be a website builder. I don't want to be a website builder. I want to have freestyle living. I want to have passive income and travel when I want to. I don't want to be a website builder. But I didn't want to pay somebody else to build my website because I wanted to save the money. And as my business took shape, because let me say this, and this is a tweet. Action comes first, clarity comes second. Action comes first and clarity comes second. So start putting your business together and then you'll get more clear on what you want it to look like. If you try to sit back and have this perfect vision of what it's going to look like before you start, you never start because you never have that total clarity. You keep thinking and thinking and thinking, well, it could be this, it could be that, I could do this, I could do that. And you never quite launch because you're waiting for that clarity to come. I'm telling you, action comes first and clarity comes second. So that's why I wanted to build my own website, because I didn't have that clarity at first. I didn't know what I wanted it to look like for sure. And so it's going to be messy at first, and that's okay. You know, and just get it up there and just kind of start on it, and then clarity will come. So Shanti, did you have a question?
Yes. So when you said action first and then clarity comes, while you're in the midst of taking act, do you release your website like right now? You know, because if you're new and you're doing it and you don't have any clarity, then I would look like I'm all over the place. Like, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't know what she wants to do. So how would you get clear while taking action without, you know?
It does make sense. And here's what I did. I knew the bones of what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to have a coaching program and some courses. And so I just worked on one section. I just worked on one course. And when you see my website, you see where I have the free meetup and then the course and then the mastermind. I took just one and I just worked on one. And again, I'll show you this. That's why you see here's how you can do that. Let me go back to, and again, this is my website. I'm going to show you my homepage again. Bear with me till it gets back over there. Here it is. You'll see this. This is a link that I've added recently. Look what it says. Coming soon. Mastermind. Coming soon. I just am doing the free meetups. See, I don't have the course or the mastermind launched yet because I am still putting together in the free meetups what the questions are. And here's how I like to build my products and services. And this is for Shanti because she's going to be working with actual digital products like me. Is the free meetup, once you have the free meetup for several months in a row, you start to know what questions your audience has. So now you know what to put into the course and what to put into the mastermind. See? But then you'll notice here's one totally done. This is my first one, by the way, is the real estate one. That's where most of my passive income comes in. Then you'll notice this one, the mastermind's not here. The free meetup and the course is here, but the mastermind isn't yet. Because again, we've launched this one and it's been less than a year and I'm waiting to get the membership up and the free meetup so that when I launch the mastermind, I'd like to start with about 10 in a mastermind to start with. Now I have hundreds in this one because I've been doing this one for about 8 years, but this one's only been about a year. So I haven't launched the mastermind yet. So I'm hoping this is helping you. This one is totally launched, the Build a Better Business one. The blogging one is totally launched. See, this one is not. The writer's one is not. I don't have the course or the mastermind yet. I don't have the course or mastermind here yet. This one is totally launched. So you can see where you don't have to have everything. You can just, sections of your website, you can just say coming soon. But make sure the ones you do launch, you have them. They are a complete product. Now, you can go back and tweak the product and keep adding value to the product, but at least, even if it's a small version of it, at least have a complete product on whatever it is that you launch. And then the rest of it, you can just say coming soon. Is that helpful? So you're not doing all at once. You know, you might end up with 10 different digital products, but you're thinking, man, I got to do all of these, you know, digital products before I make my website live. It's going to be a couple of years before you get all of that done. So just get one completely done and launch it. And even if you need to tweak it. Yeah, even if you need to tweak it. Does that help? Okay. Anyone else? Daniel, how about you? Has this been helpful for you?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So what are you thinking? Do you have a website already?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a website for clothing for selling.
Okay.
I have been copy and then paste to your on the chat already. Can you please check out and see if you can open it, please?
All right, let's see. So you have a LinkedIn, and then is the first one your website?
That's your
Wix, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. The first one is just like an publicly media working for the an outstanding for the publicly with from all over media. It's our channel. It's not only for LinkedIn, but everything else like Facebook and Twitter or something on there. It's a lot.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then also would be that's just the website that I have been.
And you've got created. Your story. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, by myself.
Very nice. So, and your contact page. Yes, very nice. So you definitely have launched. So now you need to get the word out. I'm scrolling back up to the top. So now you need to get the word out about what you're doing. And this is what you're selling. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now it says out of stock. What,
Yes, ma'am. At the time that when I living in Wisconsin, uh-huh. and I will be joining a lot of business creator as well as business selling, and then I have been learning a lot of multiple people. Would mean that the meaningful of believing like improvement is that mean that how can getting a goal to the success would mean I'm not going to be. Lacking of anything because through all my life is living with all about pain and also with you know when where I come from is a come from the poor country so that's the reason why when I see everything happen like that and then I living independently since I was a kid and then I saw a poor life and everything that's why I say that to myself I say that you know I hate being poor and hate living poor. And then I do everything for myself and how I improve myself to the better situation would mean that at the same class, like are the same grade, but I above everybody. And then that's why when I went about that level, I want to be like the same as the teacher and how I earn. And then later on, I earn about an expert. So that's why I was selected okay. to come to America. Yes, ma'am.
So you could actually build this website out with so many products and services. You would not have to just stay with physical products. You could actually create some courses, some coaching, you could do all kinds of things on this website. You could take it whatever direction you wanted to take it. The only thing I might change the phrase out of stock. I don't know what I would use there.
You know what, at that time when I was working, when I was living in Wisconsin, would mean that before that, I always make commission with all, and that's how I earn way too life with all achievement at like a little young age, but I above everybody. So that's why every year at Lupa, exactly like you stated, that you have been donated and dedicated and also
okay.
Yes ma'am, so that reason why would mean that when I were in living in America, how successful life I had, and then I travel entire the country like more of Vietnam from north to south and by rice. That's how I help my country and also not only my country, I travel entire of the world. And that reason why my etiquette look like the law, traditional base. And then I have been earned all kind of culture with now that I memorize about two countries that they driving the car, look like the driver driving different side with in America, instruction or, you know, like from the beginning. So that's the reason why with me every level of traveling, I have always getting and also sustaining with relation at first. Look like first and foremost about integrity. And then later on about viewing for the business relation and how communication
okay.
on, yes ma'am, and how communication ongoing and keeping with the people all kind of always memorable. And that reason why people welcome me and everywhere I travel. So they always love me and always care for me. And right now, you know what, just right now, if I say about this is a life story short. And then to discover about my life story. It's all daily, the daily activity. A daily story is mean that daily learner and daily improving as well, because that everything with me is a struggle and even a downfall, but how to turn to from downfall to the windfall, and how to win the life, and how to having all kind of excitement. Would mean, you know what, sometimes never expect, but I never being walk on the bridge, would mean the bridge in Vietnam, walk by the tree and a little tree. How can you walk on a little tree? But you know what, many times that I fail, I walk and I fail and I jump on the water. And then, you know what, that's how I know how to swim. And then that is what art kind of
you
motivation.
Have such great stories. I you should definitely have a blog, because that is a great way to market who you are and what you're about. And folks would connect with your blog, and then they would automatically go back to your website. You would link your website, you know, back to it right in your blog. So definitely, I think a blog is definitely in order for you.
That's the reason why right now I'm out here, and hopefully I can get in with the person up, because with me that all achievement that I have built to my life would mean that I'm not only for myself but also help others. So that's the reason why I put people before me, and that's everything that what I learned, I have earned. It means that people will be surround me, and how grateful that they giving me with all compliment as well, like their gratitude, and how they always welcome me in every level situation. So now, no matter what.
Now listen, now Constance and Shanti, what do you think? I'm in love with Daniel already, because I love his heart. I love his giving and how he cares about people. And so that's what his audience will hear in him, is that he cares in his heart, and they will automatically buy from him, because they will like and feel like they know him and trust him just from listening to his stories. So thank you for sharing that. Yes. And you see how important it is. And one of the sections that we go through, and again, we didn't dwell on it today because it wasn't today's topic, but one of the sections we go through is that your storytelling is your marketing. Your storytelling is your marketing. Because when you tell your story about where you've come from and how you've done and what you've done and how you, you know, everybody loves the story. And so that is so important. And the blog is a great place to share your story.
Because, you know, and I can say to you that life is beautiful and life is short also. So that's why when you do anything to make the world better, even a little bit thing you can do of your action, I mean, you already build a better, a meaningful to the living life is. So that reason why with me, when I've been through everything and I see how much pain that I have been put, and that the reason why that I say that, you know what, no matter what, I have been, first of all, I got all kind of God with me. And then second, I say that with my motivation, and I see a lot of things changing. It means that change to the better, not going to change to the worse, right? So that's the reason why I said that I'm going to change to the better. I mean, but my putting myself at, I can think, always thinking positive, but like always thinking how I can do the better, even how much it needs to be, or how struggle, or how tremendous of all over my shoulder. But that's not the case. The case that you can see and how you can you perceive it. Look like when I walk on the bridge, right? A little bridge, and how can I walk to all the way to the other side of the destination? I mean, I have to figure out. I mean, if I cannot try this way, I would try another way. That's all about method. Would mean that you Good. Have all kinds of plan in your mind. So that's how you can protect being safe and being protected. With me, that's always about a life success. Because when I have a life success, it means no matter what, always success. So
thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. Shanti, how about you? How can we help you get to the next step in your business with what it is that you're doing? What is your next step for you?
Okay, so I did do the thing of getting WordPress 2 years ago. So that's why the website is not up and running, because I have no idea how to build it.
So you're not a WordPress girl either. I'm not either.
No, ma'am. So I'm going to have to find someone who can help me at this point. But so what I'm wanting to focus on right now, business-wise, is seeing the business that I want to do is living a peaceful lifestyle. So okay. with living a peaceful lifestyle, I've taken different parts of my life that I can share with other people. Say, for instance, like when it comes to having peaceful relationships or having peaceful thoughts and adding in different supplements that create, you know, calm mm-hmm, and peace mm-hmm. for my day. So I'm trying to see where would I even start with my storytelling and offering? Should I just perhaps maybe, you know, maybe get like on Instagram, start sharing a story like, hey, you know, I'm feeling more peaceful today or throughout the week. I've been taking this supplement. I'm trying to see how do I even get the tribe to know like, okay, this girl wants to incorporate peace, you know, for the rest of us, but I don't want it to be anything that's complicated. I want you to be able to do it every day. And it gives okay. you the, you know, the peace that you're needing or looking for. So,
well, ultimately, and again, you said you were in the blogger group that I mm-hmm. have. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you're going to want to put that into a blog. Okay. And so if you're going to just post it out on Instagram or Facebook, make sure that you keep a copy over in a Word document or a Google Doc or somehow make sure you keep a copy. Remember here a few months ago where Facebook went down for a couple of days and everybody panicked for a minute because Facebook went away for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And some folks, that's the only place they had their stuff. They didn't have any backup. And if Facebook wouldn't have come back for whatever reason, it did, but if it wouldn't have, they would have lost everything that they had already posted. So make sure that you keep a backup in your computer, either on a Word doc or a Google doc, if you're gonna post directly into Facebook or Instagram or whatever and make that kind of your blog platform. I would recommend for $2.75 that you go to my website, thekathybenner.com, go to the resource and get HostGator. It's a great blogging website and you could actually create your blog in a Word doc or a Google doc. And then all you're going to do once you have your blog written is you're going to paste it into HostGator. Now you've got a platform with its own URL. And now think about if this is going to be, you have to decide whether this is just going to be your blogging platform or whether this is going to be your website. If you're going to keep your WordPress website, by the way, is your WordPress website your name? Your
so domain? I have two. Uh-huh. So I have shantysmith.com, but then I also have Peaceful Living with Shanty.
Okay. I would do your regular website. I would do it under your name.
Okay.
But I would do the blogging. If you're over on HostGator for blogging, I would make it the Peaceful Living. Okay. And then do like I did. You can then see your blog is a standalone blog. So you can start publishing it, posting it. You can start growing an audience. You can even, you know, do some giveaways under a link. You could do an ebook. Which is just an ebook. You could write your ebook in a Word document or a Google Doc and then take that PDF link and put it over in and say, click here to get my free ebook. And when folks click, they have to put in their email to get mm-hmm. to the PDF, and then they can download the PDF, which is your ebook. And now you can start collecting an email list of folks.
Are emails list beneficial?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because again, if social media goes away and that's the only place you're advertising, you've lost your entire audience. You don't know who they are because they're only finding you when they're scrolling around in social media. And if social media gets shut down for some reason, for, you know, and with our country, you know, with everything that's going on around the world today, I could see a particular platform maybe, you know, being under fire for whatever reason. You just don't want to have all your eggs in the same basket. You want to own your client list. And so having an email list is the way for you to own your client list, because if it's just on Facebook, Facebook owns it. If it's just on Instagram, Instagram owns it. If it's just on Twitter, Twitter owns it. If you have an email list, you own it. It's your email list. And so yes, an email list is definitely beneficial. Okay. So anyway, that's how I would get started, because again, clarity comes after the action. And by you taking action of launching a blog, now you're starting to generate interest and folks are starting to tap in and follow you. They're starting to hear your voice. They're starting to hear your story. They know what you're about. You're doing some freebies there at the top of your funnel, giving away some eBooks or giving away, you know, a PDF or whatever. And then if you talk about a supplement, you can even link over to the supplement. And if they buy, then you get paid on that. If it's a supplement that you're selling, you could even have them link over and buy the supplement if you talk about a supplement or whatever it is that you're talking about in your blog. So you can start monetizing your business right away.
Okay. And last question, if I were to have a meetup and in that meetup, a supplement or something comes up, are we able to have links in the meetup group?
You can, because if you have a meetup is, it's just an event platform. Meetup.com is an event platform, like Eventbrite. It's a way to advertise events. That's all meetup is. It's just a platform to advertise your events. When you have the meetup, you have to have a platform to have your meetup on. I'm using Zoom. So if you advertise an event over in Eventbrite, or you advertise an event on Facebook events, or you advertise an event on meetup.com, you still have to have a place to have that meetup. It's either going to be a live in person at the local coffee shop or a restaurant, or it's going to be virtual, which is going to be on Zoom or a conference or Hopin or, you know, 101. I choose Zoom because everyone seems to be familiar with Zoom. And that's something, that's a gift that the pandemic gave us, is everyone got comfortable with Zoom. So that's why I'm using Zoom, is because everyone has an account these days, because they had to for their job or for their kid's school or whatever. And almost everyone is comfortable being on Zoom. And so that's why I use Zoom. And so again, your event platform is just Meetup, Eventbrite, Facebook events. Those are just ways to advertise your event. And so, yes. So once you're on a Zoom call, see, you could put your link right in the links or right in the chat. See, you could put your, you know, whatever you, if somebody said, yes, I'm interested in that, you could put it right in the chat. And you'll notice if you scroll clear to the top of your chat, I said, good morning, everyone. And the very next thing I did is I put kathybinner.com and then I put my email address. That's how I can monetize my meetup on Zoom, is that if folks save the chat. Now here's a little clue. When you click on everyone in your chat, like you're going to type a message to everyone, look clear to the right. You see three little dots. If you click on those three little dots, does it right at the very top thing, save chat. You see that?
Okay. Yes, I see that.
So you can tell your attendees, hey, save the chat, because that's where all of the gold is. That's where all the links are to contact me, to get this great product I was just talking about. I put the link there. So click on the three little dots and save the chat. And so that's how you can monetize your actual meetup.
So if I wanted to save this chat, I could?
Yes. Yeah. Huh. Just click on the three little dots and click save chat, and it'll save it right in your hard drive on your computer. If it's on your phone, it'll save it into documents on your phone.
So on the phone, maybe because I'm not a host, but when I click on the three dots, it gives me chat, meeting settings, background and effects, and disconnect audio and raise hand. That's it.
Go to the chat like you're going to chat with me.
Oh, okay.
And then you can either, you can chat to everyone in the meeting or to individuals, chat to everyone in the meeting. But instead of chatting, go to those three little dots right there where you would normally type what you were going to say in the chat.
Okay.
And click on that. Do you see that?
No, it isn't coming up on my phone. I'll have to play around with this.
And maybe, and again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it only comes up if you're on your computer. Constance, you're on a laptop or desktop. Do you see it on yours if you go to the chat and click on everyone, like you're going to type a chat to everyone, but then you'll see a little smiley face and then three dots clear to the right. Does it say save chat at the very top?
Yeah.
Okay. It could be, Shanti, that it's just on a laptop. It may not show up on your phone.
Oh, okay.
So if you're on your phone, the way to save the chat is scroll the chat to the part you want to save and take a screen print. If there's a website or something that you want to save, just take a screen print.
Okay. Got you. Thank you.
So that could be okay. The way on your phone to save it if you don't get the three dots. That way you can just scroll down the chat until the link that you want shows up and then just do a screen print of that.
Okay.
So is that helpful?
Yes, and very.
So you can tell your attendees the same thing. You can say, save the chat, get this great stuff I'm talking about. I put the link in the chat, save the chat. Now, another thing that you can do, and I do this when I'm on my phone all the time. I have a calendar on my phone that I work from all the time, a Google calendar. And sometimes I'll just copy and paste the link out of the chat right over onto my calendar while I'm listening to a Zoom call. And then I can open the link up out of my calendar later. But that's a good way for me to save it. If somebody goes, save this link. And I'm like, okay, I want to save the link. I'll just hold my finger on it and copy and then go over and paste it on my calendar. Okay. And I stay in the call. I don't leave the call. But I just jump on my phone over to my calendar and paste the link over there just in an empty spot just to save it. So I've done that before too. But if you have a note section on your phone, if you got a little, you know, where you take notes or a little app that you do notes in, you can copy and paste a link over to that too. It's however you want to save it. So those are just some little shortcuts. Anyone else? Constance, how about you?
So the membership site, that is the, so that would be like the step three of the funnel.
Yes, that's going to be your bread and butter. That's going to be what pays the bills. That's going to be your major income. And that you want to make it as passive as possible. And so just start off, but you have to have a platform to have the membership site on. And so it depends on what it is that you're doing. Since I'm doing courses and masterminds, I'm using Teachable. Teachable has built right into their program, Teachable has a way that you can have a monthly fee where once your, I'll call it your customer, in my case, a student, signs up and puts in their credit card, it automatically draws a flat amount off of their credit card every single month until they decide they want to leave. And they can leave at any time. You know, all they have to do is say, I don't want to do this anymore. And they can opt out and then it all stops. And so there's nothing that makes them stay there. You know, once they're in, they can opt out at any time. But once you get folks to opt in, then you want to bring tons of value because you want them, when they go to visit it, to opt out, to say, you know what, I get so much out of this. I probably should not opt out. And I had that happen in my Happy House Hunters group. I had one of my students say, you know, we're really cutting back. We're sorry, but how do we opt out of your membership site? And I said, no problem. Here's the link. Go there and click here and it'll opt you out. Well, they didn't. And I kept watching for it. And it didn't come through. And I got concerned because I hadn't had very many people ask to opt out. And I was afraid maybe I told them wrong. And so I checked in with them and I said, I noticed you haven't opted out yet. Are you struggling with that? And they said, oh, no. They said, when we went over there to opt out, we saw everything that we were getting and we realized that we needed to cut something else out instead of your membership site because we're getting too much. There's too many resources there that we might need. So we've decided to stay in the membership site because we want your resources. And so I said, okay. So sometimes your membership site could just be a resource center for them. You know, that could be how you start your membership site, is just with some great resources. And so what I did for my Happy House Hunters, just as an example, one of the big questions in my real estate investors is that they can never find vetted contractors. And so what I have is in my membership site, I ask all my members to send me, are you hearing this? My members actually built the site for me. I ask all my members to send me their favorite contractors. I didn't go out and find these. My members started saying, we love this roof guy. We love this paint guy. We love this HVAC guy. We love this electrician. I put them all together on a resource list, and my resource list is only available to my members of the membership site. And so that's why when this couple went to cancel and they saw that that whole resource center was there, they said, we're going to keep this site because, you know, when we need an electrician or a plumber or whatever, it's nice to have this list. And we don't want to just go out to the phone book, as they say, or out to the web, out to the internet and try to find somebody that we don't know. And so not only, and the way I brought more value is not only did I create this membership resource list, but I put who referred the person. So the member could actually even contact the other member and say, what was your actual experience with this roofer before I hire him? Because now they know who even referred that roofer or that HVAC person or that electrician. And so when you create a membership site, make sure that you add tons of value in there. And it's just anything that would create value for your reader or your listener or your client or your student so that they realize I'm getting tons of value out of this. I don't want to leave this membership site. And it's kind of like me at the gym, you know, I keep thinking I'm going to go back to Planet Fitness and it's only 10 bucks a month. So it's not a real big deal. Well, you know, think about that. You know, here's a situation, you know, if it were you and your membership site were only 10 bucks a month, if it were you, and you have a client that's giving you $10 a month and you times that by 12 months, that's $120 a year. And if they kept that for 5 years, that's $600. And if they kept that, you know, for 20, we're talking $12,000 just out of a $10 membership. And so create your membership site and just add tons of value in there, but make the price such that it's kind of a no-brainer for your members to just stay on board.
Okay, so would the membership site be different than the website?
It could be in addition to. Now, okay. here's where, and Shanti will get this. When you have a WordPress site, WordPress is the grandfather of all websites. So WordPress is basically a blank canvas. And when you get in front of the blank canvas, you can build out that website however you want it. You want to have a blogging plugin, you go over here and pick and put a blogging plugin. You want a membership site plugin, you go over here and get a membership site and plug it in. The problem with that is that you have to have a little bit of a skill set to know what to go get, how it works, how you make it all connect, and how it all fits together. And again, I'll say again, I'm not a WordPress girl. And because I was selling products and services like courses and masterminds and that sort of thing, I chose Teachable. Teachable automatically has all of that done for me. All I had to do was just plug in I went to Canva, made my little graphic and plugged that in. And then when I went to the price, it said, how do you want to create a price for this course? And I said, well, for my mastermind membership course, which is what Teachable calls it, I wanted it to be a monthly membership. And so it said, well, then click here. So I said, okay. So I clicked and it's done for me. So you'll want to decide with what you're doing. I'm not sure if I think Wix and Weebly also have those payment options. If not, you can use a PayPal button. And because PayPal, if you have a business PayPal, they now allow you to do a monthly draft. Somebody can sign up and just have a monthly fee coming in. So Shanti, if you're going to continue to use your WordPress, There's somewhere in WordPress that if you have your page, which is for your membership site, I think you can add a PayPal button.
I'll check that out.
And because PayPal, because again, I created in one of my sites, I created where we give away a scholarship. And anybody that wants to donate clicks on a PayPal link to donate toward the scholarship. And when they get there, it says, do you want to make a one-time donation or do you want it to be a monthly donation? And so PayPal has the option to do a monthly draft. And you don't see the person's credit card at all. So see, it keeps, what it does is it keeps you from manually having to process, because there are laws and rules about how you have to store the credit card information and how many years you have to store it and how secure it has to be. And you know, and you don't want to get into all of that. So that's why I like to have a pay button like Square. Now, your Square, I think now has a monthly option. So if one of your sites is already using Square or Stripe, I think they have a monthly option just like PayPal. So go back and look at what you have already, the sites that you're using already, and see if any of those have a monthly option, a monthly draft option. Does that make sense? Okay, any other questions? We're running over a little bit, but this has been great information today. I hope you've gotten tons of value out of our talk today and are ready to take your next step. Remember, action comes first, clarity comes second. We're all in love with Daniel.
Yeah, of course. Okay. This was awesome, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anyway, connect with me. Any of you can go to the kathybinner.com. You see my name right here. I call this my little Hollywood Squares. I'm dating myself, I know. Do all of you know what Hollywood Squares is? Anybody not know what Hollywood Squares is? Hollywood Squares was a television show, and they would put movie stars in these squares, and then they would ask questions. It was like a trivia show, and it was called Hollywood Squares. And the square would light up on whatever person was answering the question. So that's why Zoom reminds me of that, because whoever talks, your square lights up. But there's my name, Kathy Binner. So go to kathybinner.com, and there's a free strategy call. So if you want to talk more one-on-one, please feel free to click through on a strategy call. You're all welcome to any and all of the free meetups, as many as you would like. And I definitely would like to invite any of you that are interested in the masterminds. If you want to join a mastermind, send me a message through my website that you want to join a mastermind, and I'll give you two for the $25. So if you wanted to do, for example, the Build a Better Business and the Blogger one, or if you wanted to do the Blogger one and like a masterclass one, if you want to do any two, I'll give you two for the same price. So Daniel, did you have a question before we go?
Yes, ma'am. So here's the thing. Based on my technology knowledge, is I will have been lacking a technology knowledge, so I have no control or no education about it at all. So right now, I'm being a lot of things damage me based on the technical glitch as well, like the data breach. And then to me, as I say that a quick pro, something will be always about the speculation is inaccurate. And then right now I have been talking to like before 2020, but at the time 2020 is everything with me, whoever I met that I say to me is always say, and I know, and I filed a judge, but I saw the judge from them. But now when people are saying to me, they say this and you opposite. And then even so that the person took me to the church, and then they look like the infant of God. And then they said that they admitted that they lying, and then said they hurt me. And now they cry, they started crying and say that, you know what I'm putting out here is not for that competing each other, but it's for the life improvement, because if we decided to be together, I mean, we have to improve from one to another. That's how we build a great couple and what a great life to future. And not only for us, that would be any other, because whoever having the communication with us, we mean, it means that it's like we're having, we will have some kind of interaction. It's not just only ourselves, right? So that's the reason why I say that to them, and when they keep telling me would mean that a lot of things saying is not look like that. What I see was so opposite. And then I firmly believe, look like, I do not know whether me or whether them having put some kind of fiction and non-fiction of this life look like some kind of thing that what to me, what I live is a reality realistically. That's how I build myself a great experience, which means that I have been learning from each people, like everybody, whoever I met. That's my knowledge, and that's how I'm learning, and that's how my improvement is. That's how successfully of this life that I have been earned. And recently, you know what, with my life has been down right now, but I always having all the help. I would mean not only the people recently met me, but the previous people met me, even all around casino, whoever I met, I will create relationship with me that everlasting properly. And then,
hey, Daniel, why don't you tap in with me and get a strategy call directly with me and see if we can't help you with some of that technology so that you can take your next step. Is that a good idea?
Yes. But I don't know. What my question right now is, you know what, to me right now, what I do not understand, because I have been communicating with a lot of people. Sometimes they say the word, you know what, blocking up in a way. What to me is, my English is my second language, and I'm actually recently learning. I mean, I have been racking my brain for years to learn English, and that reason why that now that to me, some kind of word I do not understand, I do not know what they're saying to me, whether we'll be having some kind of influencing or indicating for what they try to say. So some kind of thing that I heard what they say to me. And then, you know what, what I see, because I've been through that situation before, hoping that I see the happenings as very heartbroken. And then that reason why
connect with me and let's talk about that. But we're running over a little bit today, and I know everybody's got to get on with their day, but I would love to chat with you about that further. So connect with me on one of the strategy calls and let's have a chat about that.
Yes, ma'am. I mean,
I would love that. Again, just go to kathybinner.com and then just click on the free strategy session, and a calendar will come up and you can pick whatever date and time works for you.
Yes, ma'am. I can make the one that understand English language. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you participating. Yes, I appreciate everyone participating today. Thank you so much, Constance, Shanti, Daniel. Anyway, thank you. Please come back and visit us again. Again, tap into as many of the free meetups as you would like, whatever topics that you think you might be interested in. Do a strategy call with me if you want to talk to me in person, in more depth over any of these topics. And if I can help you out, I certainly will. And so thank you so much for being with us today. And we will see everyone next time. So again, check out the calendar. All of the dates are right there on my calendar on my homepage. See everyone later. Bye.